Okay, tonight we're going to talk about a lot of stuff, stuff you may like, stuff you may not like. And Assange, we're going to talk. Dr. Seuss is going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about China and vaccinations and Soviet Republicans. That's the new Republicans are called Soviet Republicans. Not really, but that's what I call them. And my trolls, all you guys, you always say the same thing because you're pretty racist. So it's always about the Jews and those people of color. And oh, the black men are going to take away your white women. Oh, it's all so terrible, right? You guys, come on. Put away your guns. One day somebody's going to take them away from you. Yeah.
All right, so the show...
How are we doing?
It's going to be FDR Radio, track 27.
27, yep. And we're here with Dr. Susie and Abe, Adriana, Lisa... And Mar and Gideon, and there's a whole group of us. And it's a little different show than most radio shows. I like to call it slow show. You know, like a slow hand. American radio is very fast. That's it. It's nerve-wracking. In fact, it's brain damaging. What have we got here? Happy Pride Month, okay. All aboard! All aboard! Good evening, Dr. Susie.
Well, good evening, Captain Max. And it's so nice to settle in to the dining car of FDR.
Which means... rich.
It means, well, a couple of things.
Yes.
It's short for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd president of the United States.
Was he a communist?
Well, I wouldn't call him a communist.
He was he a commie?
A little bit socialistic. What do they call it? Democratic socialist or socialist democrat?
Yeah,
or
socialist.
Just a little bit. I think he was basically a capitalist that didn't want to see a Russian revolution in America.
Right.
In the midst of the Great Depression, he called all the big capitalists into his meeting room and said, fellow oligarchs, it's time. We have to tax you. We have to take some of your money so that you can keep the lion's share. And they agreed, I guess. Or he strong-armed them. And it lasted for a while. Interestingly, through Eisenhower. He was a Republican. But he believed in taxing the rich. And unfortunately, Kennedy, our hero, I guess, in some ways, he said okay to lowering the taxes for those rich. And that was the beginning of the end, really, Reagan. He really ripped those taxes right apart. And now here we are with all these billionaires and very, very poor people. And it sucks. And speaking of sexual metaphors, yes, FDR also stands for fuck de rich. Because, hey, it's better to be fucked than eaten. And so you should just go along with that, you billionaires, you oligarchs. You should just spread your legs and give up some money.
Can I just answer him real quick? So what is this channel about? People ask that a lot. It's about all the things you never wanted to hear. That's what the channel's about. Okay.
I think a lot of the things we say people do want to hear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But then all the trolls, when they don't want to hear it, you know, they all jump in. Last week, all the trolls were on YouTube.
Yeah, so you told me. I didn't get to see them.
They're in hiding. They're usually they're in the basement somewhere.
I was seeing a feed that had been censored by my managers.
Censored?
Yes, my feed only shows comments they think I'll like. Like it says, Gas Mask Girl is watching. Hi, Gas Mask Girl.
What up, Gas Mask Girl?
Yeah. Tonight, after our talk show, our sexy Bacchanalian throwback is going to be Gas Mask Girl in the Trumpocalypse. And actually, it's just cusp of the Trumpocalypse because it was filmed in November 2016. And we were all kind of freaking out. And Gas Mask Girl was making their very first appearance on the show. And I said, whoa, look at all those gas masks. I wonder if that's going to be the new fashion, wearing masks. And lo and behold, 4 years later.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I could say it's because of Trump, but I think it's just because of pollution. And so the Trumpocalypse devolved into the Coronapocalypse. And here we are. Right, Captain Max?
That's right. That's right.
I'm vaccinated, but I'm still wearing my mask. Maybe you think I'm paranoid, but
I notice there's a lot of
these strains going around.
There's a lot of strains going around. And, of course, it's Delta. I don't think it's owned by Delta Airlines, the strain. I think
right.
It's a separate thing.
Now, speaking of unidentified flying objects, funny one, JC says, what do you think about the Pentagon UFO report?
Ah.
Do you want to say what you think? Or
No, you go first.
What I think is it's a distraction from the fact that there are plenty of identified flying objects that are flying out from our military and bombing people. So I'm more concerned about those. The unidentified flying objects, they're just unidentified. That doesn't mean they're aliens. Maybe they are. And if that's the case, I welcome them. I kind of think they might be like IT. No, not IT. E.T.
They're IT guys.
E.T. preceded IT. Yes. Right.
Okay.
Or Mork of Mork and Mindy, you know. Poor Robin Williams. I would welcome
him.
I'm
supposed to get a scotch.
Yeah, go ahead. Get a scotch.
Get him a scotch.
From the Buddha.
Yeah, I got scotch back here. See
that?
They
like that. Jim Beam, baby.
That's our fuel department over there.
So I hope I answered the question for Funny One JC. I have a client who's very amosexual, who loves the idea that these UFOs are alien spaceships that have nefarious intent, and therefore we should all soldier up and get ready to shoot them out of the sky. And that's his sexual fantasy, literally. And fortunately, the police took his guns away from him.
Oh, good.
Right. But he loves to imagine that aliens are going to attack us, kind of like in that movie, The 4th of July.
How about the War of the Worlds?
And that one, too.
Independence Day, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I called it the 4th of July, but it's Independence Day.
Yeah. Or the other one, what is it, Mars Attacks?
There's a bunch of them. People who have these amosexual desires, mainly because our society, in its infinite ignorance, puts down like regular sexual desires all the time. So your desire for your gun is not denigrated. So, hey, you love your gun. Anyway, hopefully we have some friendly aliens coming to visit us. But really, what I think the Pentagon is doing is distracting us from the identified flying objects, the bombs coming out of their department that we're paying for. Billions, billions and billions of dollars.
See, I believe in aliens.
Sure.
And I believe in angels.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
I also believe in different dimensions.
And dementia also.
And dementia, yeah. That's a whole other thing that I believe in. I think that's what I'm getting.
Most of our leading politicians have it.
For sure.
All of them.
So I just think the aliens are in another dimension, and once in a while they come in and you see them. And, you know, those ships that you see, that those are supply ships. They just beam down stuff to them. See?
So we're going to come back to aliens, but okay. I would also like to say that R.U. Leonard, 23, who I remember before asking us a question, I think it might have been something about their roommate or something, thinking that they were some other gender than they were, or sexual orientation, or something like that. I could be wrong, but R.U. Leonard is now asking, do you think circumcise?
Ow!
And that is a good question.
What is he asking?
Yeah, well, he's asking if I think, I don't know if this
do
is a he, so I'm going to say,
or uncircumcised?
I'm going to say it's a they, Leonard.
Well, I mean, uncircumcised is like...
Max, do you prefer circumcised or uncircumcised?
Well, it depends. It depends, because it's a little bit like cooked salmon.
Tell me more.
If you burn the skin... No, you don't want to do that. Never mind. I'm confused.
I don't know if I'm going to go with your analogy. Mina from Gas Mask Girl is on the line.
Is she there?
I should say to the circumcision people that I'm going to talk about, and I do not believe that it is a good idea to do to a child who cannot choose whether their penis is mutilated or not. Just like female circumcision is not a good idea. Now, if you want to get circumcised when you are at an age of consent, have at it. Enjoy. You can get your boobs done. You can get circumcised. You can get tattoos. But I think when you're a baby, you shouldn't be getting an unnecessary operation, unnecessary mutilation. And I say this as someone who grew up with circumcised guys. All my relatives, my male relatives, of course, are circumcised. And I used to think that that was what was normal.
Most Americans are circumcised.
Until I met my first uncircumcised boyfriend when I was a student at Yale. And he was a medical student. And he was African American. And, you know, that was kind of hot. Although he wasn't my first African American boyfriend, by the way. But he
was a medical student?
He was a medical student, yeah.
Your first African-American boyfriend that was a medical student.
Huh. He was, I think, my second or third African-American boyfriend, and he happened to be a medical student. Mostly when we used to have sex back then, it was not like it is now where people are taking pictures and videos of everything they do. You did it in the dark.
Making TikToks.
You basically did it in the dark. And so I didn't know what most of my guys looked like. So it just so happened, you know, the lights were on. We woke up in the morning and he saw me look at his penis like, what's wrong with you?
What is that?
And he explained that this was the natural condition of the male genitals. And he did it in a very clinical way. And I was amazed to hear all of this. I didn't know. And that was the beginning of my journey of understanding of circumcision. Sorry, you circumcised guys, and I know most of you guys are circumcised. I love you too. And once you're inside of me, I don't know the difference. So it's okay. You be you. But I just don't think parents should be doing it to their infants it just is a sexual form of abuse.
They did it to one of my sons.
Yes. And I think they did it to two.
Yeah, and they messed it up.
And the second one they did mess up. I saw that. And that also was part of
my
education. I was a guest. We were not boyfriend and girlfriend at that
time.
Were a guest. You were married. And I thought, wow, this is really barbaric. And I didn't even know that there had been a problem. Everything seemed to be going fine. And I thought it was violent and not a pleasant way to spend your first week or two of life. But in any case, I am going to move on with subjects,
trauma.
But we'll come back to that. I want to give a shout out, though, to Glenn Klein, who I also talked about this with on his show, Sex in the Pews. Because some people do have a religious feeling about this, and I respect that. I just don't agree with it. All right, so I have some other people who are asking questions, but I want to say hi to Mina from Gas Mask Girl.
All right,
hello.
She's on the phone. Uh-huh. Right?
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Susie.
Welcome to FDR. Get on the love train.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, we've had Gas Mask Girl on the show many times. Not always you personally. Gas Mask Girl is kind of like Bonoboville. There's lots of different people. And we're playing a throwback tonight. The first time Gas Mask Girl was on the show. And it features Manny and Saren. But Mina, I've enjoyed hanging out with you. And I enjoyed you interviewing me on your show, the After Hours podcast.
Yes, it was such a pleasure having you.
And you still have to interview Max.
Yes, yes. We'll still have to get that set up sometime.
All right. So what's going on with Gas Mask Girl these days?
You know what? COVID has affected Gas Mask Girl, I would say, for the past year, obviously. But now I know that Manny is currently working on a Gas Mask Girl trilogy. With Hector Khan, so.
Oh, a trilogy.
I know that's what's been happening. Yeah,
and
so I'm not sure what it's exactly about, but I'm sure it'll be something interesting.
Wow. And is it an X-rated trilogy?
You know, that's the mystery. I'm not even sure because I've been trying to focus on my show and things that I'm doing. I think it's been kept a secret just to surprise our fans.
Oh, well, okay. So we'll look forward to the revelation.
Yeah, I still have yet to find out.
All right. Now, speaking of revelations, I don't know if you have any info, but we're wondering about our mutual old friend, Ron Jeremy. Have you heard any news how he's doing in Twin Towers?
I haven't heard a thing. Mm. Not one thing.
Well, at least he's still alive.
Yes, that's a good part, right?
Well, yeah, there's not too many good parts to that story. And we definitely hope the best for him. He's never done anything nefarious at the speakeasy in Bonoboville, and I've known him for years. So I do hope the best for him. And I do feel that there's a lot of people in jail and prison that shouldn't be there. He's one of them. And certainly Julian Assange is another one. And we had some good news about Julian Assange today, that one of the key witnesses has reneged on his testimony. He says that he was lying. So,
oh wow.
Really, this means Julian Assange should be freed. And that is what a lot of people are saying, including Edward Snowden, that there's no reason he should be imprisoned right now. But that's not the way it works in capitalistic, neoliberal American England political play. And it is just a play. And my editor at Counterpunch, Jeffrey St. Clair, he said that he's not optimistic because they're not really keeping him there because of evidence. They're keeping him there because they don't want him exposing American war crimes. And I guess you could say Anglo-American war crimes, because that's what he does. And that's what he did.
Right.
And that's why he's in prison. In the worst prison.
Like,
one of the worst
prisons.
That's horrible. But there's some hope, because this one key witness is saying he was lying. What is his name? Hard to pronounce. Sigurdur Ingi Þórðarson. Am I saying that right, Captain Max?
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds real good.
Anyway, he's admitted that he lied and fabricated evidence against WikiLeaks. So, free Julian Assange.
Yeah, it also doesn't give us any moral ground to talk about Putin and the other guys in Turkey, and that all after the journalist. And here we've got him in prison, and we've got that other poor guy in Russia, who could get whacked any time, you know. Julian Assange is a journalist. You all know that. And he revealed our war crimes, part of our war crimes. And so they put him in prison. Anyway, whether it's this country or Turkey or Russia, we're all after journalists. But, you know, without journalists, we're going to sink deep into fascism and all kinds of awful things.
So just to give a little mini history, WikiLeaks, it started like around Wikipedia. It was like another wiki, except in this one, it was people from different organizations, such as the U.S. military, downloading things to WikiLeaks that WikiLeaks would publish. So Chelsea Manning downloaded a bunch of files that have to do with all the war crimes of America, and actually just a small fraction of the war crimes, one of which was a video that showed American military laughing and shooting at Iraqi people, including a journalist or two.
On the ground.
That were on the ground doing nothing, and they were killing these people.
They were assassinated.
And they were laughing about it. And this was recorded, and this was spread around by WikiLeaks. And it was picked up immediately by the New York Times, by the Guardian, by everybody. And so they're all guilty too. But they want to say that Julian somehow did some hacking. And he didn't. He actually didn't go into computers and get this stuff. He was given it by insiders. So this one guy, this Sigurdur Ingi Þórðarson, he lied and said that Julian had asked him to do some hacking. He's not even a hacker. He is a liar, and he's a thief and some other things. So he just made this all up. Anyway, for whatever reason, he confessed that he made this all up. Of course, there are people saying, well, if he made up that, why do you trust him now? Let's just say it just completely ruins the U.S. case that he's a hacker. He's not a hacker. He's a journalist. He just does journalism that you don't like. You being the United States government. So, there you go.
Somebody here says Snowden is their hero, and all of these people are my heroes, and I thank them.
Yes.
For their service. I thank them for their service. I thank them for their service of not killing people in foreign countries. I thank them for their service for knowledge and light about my own government.
Exposing the truth. That's what they're doing, and that is very important in these times. So Juxley writes, far too many crimes to cover them all. I love how these people just come in with a half a sentence. I guess he's talking about the United States committing far too many crimes. You have to guess as to what they're really talking about, because they're often referring to something you said like 10 minutes ago. Is Mina still there?
I think she
is. I'm still here.
Oh, hey,
she is.
Hey.
Yeah, she's just
so
listening.
So tell me,
listening.
How's your sex life, Mina? Let's talk about sex.
Oh. Well, it's still good.
Yeah?
I mean, COVID has put a damper on some.
Do you have a sex partner or do you do it yourself?
I have one right now.
So. Oh, you do? Oh,
can I ask you just one question?
I have one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask you, what are you wearing?
One currently.
So. What are you wearing?
Yeah, it's good. I can't complain.
You can't hear me.
It was dry for a while, but that's what self-love is all about, so.
Right. Well, no, actually, even with self-love, if you're dry, you need to use some lube. Is this a new partner or somebody you've been with?
I've known this person for a little while.
Oh, okay. So it's a friend that is now your lover?
Yes, I do.
You do wear a mask when you have sex? Gas mask?
sometimes.
Oh.
Is that...
So, like, to keep things, you know, a little bit spicy, have a variety.
Is that an anti-fart kind of thing?
Is anti-what now?
Never mind.
Oh, a gas mask.
No, Matt, it's, oh. What Matt said, he said anti-fart.
I just didn't hear him.
He said anti-fart. Like, can he fart near you? Or in the same room, at least.
I think it prevents the smell of anything
it's
getting in.
It's not used for those purposes.
No.
But it could be.
So
no. It could be used for many things, but not for anti-fart purposes.
Have you ever farted with your husband's, in your husband's bedroom? Have you ever farted in your husband's bedroom?
Who said she was married?
I'm not married.
Okay, have you ever
But
farted?
Yes, I have.
Have you farted? Whoa.
Abe is very into the farting thing.
Have you ever
okay.
farted in your boyfriend's bedroom? Okay, she said yes.
Yes, I mean, it's...
Everybody farts. Everybody
right?
does.
Yeah, everybody,
everybody does,
does.
And there's this supposedly
a
scientific thing that if you smell other people's farts is one thing, but if you smell your own farts, you live longer.
Okay, so I have an observation as a sexologist right now. Because I was trying to talk about something sexy. Two of you are just talking about farting.
Well, some people
so I
love
guess,
farting.
Exactly. So I'm realizing that Max and Abe have farting fetishes that I didn't know
That's
about.
Not the case.
Well,
That's not the
you
case.
Know, you guys are. I said I want to talk about something sexy, and you asked okay. about farting.
Well, to some people, that's very sexy.
Well, I know.
There are fart kings and fart queens.
Absolutely.
Right?
You call them queefs.
There's professionals.
You call those queens. Queefs.
Actually, Mia Valencia is one. She's a fantastic farting queen, Mia Valencia. She's very sexy and beautiful, blonde.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
She does these farts. She did one on our show. Of course, we don't smell it because this is not scratch and sniff. But that's probably a good thing. And I, myself, not so excited by it. But I understand it is natural. It's nothing to be too embarrassed about. But on the other hand...
Okay, I think we should move on to burping.
We had a burp specialist on the show.
Yeah, we did.
Mina, what's the future for you?
For me, I'm actually finishing up my book that I'm working on.
What's it a book about?
It's about my journey being a dominatrix and my fun times with Gas Mask Girl and my self-journey overall.
Your journey... See, I didn't even know you were a dominatrix. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So, do you dominate your lover, or is that a separate thing?
Yes.
You
yes.
do?
Yes. Well, yeah, I do. It's quite fun.
So you do
it.
Domination with sex, but not professionally. You don't do the sex professionally.
Correct. Not professionally, no.
But
That's a hard boundary. Nope.
Do you sit on his face?
Yes.
Ooh, because that is something that a lot of submissive guys adore, is being queened. And actually, when I was
in Ask a Dominatrix anything
Clubhouse with Mistress Tara. What's the matter, Max?
Face sitting.
Is this something you like or don't like?
No, I'm just talking about it.
What are you saying?
Max likes the face
sitting. I have nothing to say about face sitting.
Nothing negative to say. He loves face sitting.
So why do you make that sound like you're freaked out?
Because I'm not freaked out.
Are you trying to act like you're freaked out?
No.
Because you're really a pornographer? I think you are. I think he's trying to play like he's an innocent boy.
You didn't know I was a pornographer, right?
Yeah, he's
a
fucking pornographer, okay?
Okay.
So he's used to everything. You should see the things he's published in his old magazines. Love, hate, God, finger. Anyway, I'm like, Pollyanna compared to him. But he makes me seem like I'm some sort of sex maniac on this show. Because that's part of our love relationship, I think. It's for you to make it seem like I'm the sex maniac, right?
You are the sex maniac.
Right. I was the one that said, let's have sex last night, right?
I'm an old guy.
In fact, he kind of said it because I had a little back pain. So I said, So he says, well, we don't have to. I said, no, I want to. And it will cure my back pain. And I was right. It did, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
For
it
five
did.
Minutes.
And it cured my thing.
Right. His thing.
You cure your back pain. That's good.
Sex is
cured
a
my
way
back pain and
to
gave me
cure pain temporarily.
Lots of love.
It only works temporarily.
I also got something else last night.
Sex cured.
Got a half a blowjob. He didn't even get a full blowjob.
It was a half a blowjob, but it was good. It was wonderful.
It was passionate.
But it's better than back pain. It's better than
right. It's back to. In fact, when you have pleasure, your pain goes away.
Oh, I had such a good orgasm. One of the things about pain, tell me, because you must be into the pain pleasure thing, Mina.
Yes.
After a lot of pain, pleasure just feels so good.
Yes, it feels very euphoric. I'm more into giving of the pain than receiving it.
Sure.
And
me too. But
me
sometimes
too,
it just
too,
happens
me
to me. Sometimes like God or the goddess is the one giving it to me, not a person. But it even works for that. A pain from injury or something. If you combat it with pleasure and you kind of do a mental number on it.
Right, and I think more when it comes to the pain aspect, it's more of controlling the mind first in its entirety and getting them in that deep state where you want to mold them and have them do whatever it is that you want them to do. And after they've experienced that pain until their threshold, and so you notice that you need to stop or they say their safe word, when you give them that pleasure afterward, it's very healing at the same time for any pain that may have incurred.
Right.
So it's not only a physical, but an emotional journey.
I bet your submissive goes on quite the journey to get to the point where you're sitting on his face.
Yes. He's had to edge for hours on end sometimes.
That's his reward.
He's been trained.
All right.
Yes.
Well, one day when we're all back and seeing each other, you bring him on over to Bonoboville, and I'll watch him down under your butt.
What is his safe word when he's stuck under your carriage?
Oh, orange
carriage,
peel.
Yeah?
Orange peel.
Orange peel.
That's a nice one.
Hey, orange. Is that what it smells like?
It sounds a little bit like Trump's complexion.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right.
It almost sounds like pumpkin spice. Yeah. Pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice.
Well, it's something so...
Pumpkin spice.
It's something
pumpkin
so random.
Pumpkin spice is my
or maybe more like
word,
Trump's
word,
ass,
yeah.
Probably.
Pumpkin
we're all laughing, but I have to tell you something. I really am a big supporter of all of that and have been for many, many years.
Of orange peels?
Orange peels.
And pumpkin spices,
and
right?
Pumpkin spices.
Of perversion.
No, and I work very...
Or another P word.
I work very closely with the with the DOMS and that whole thing. And I had a wonderful time. I got arrested 23 times, yes. But I had a good time.
That's right.
That's right.
So he's not as innocent as he sounds, but he's still a little boy. Right, Max.
I'm still
He's
excited.
Very
by
much
little,
a little boy.
Little,
and he
little.
Pulls my bra strap a lot.
Oh yeah,
he loves to do that.
That's what we did in Montclair, New Jersey, in the 1950s. We would go down. I don't know if they do that today with younger people, but we'd go down and we'd snap the girls.
No, I think
shots.
That would be considered molestation.
Well, yeah, but a lot of the
or harassment.
Wait a minute, a lot of the. Girls that, you know, they liked it. And they said, oh, you're so cute.
That's what all the boys say.
Right?
I don't know.
It's not nice.
I only liked it when a boy I liked did it.
I mean,
if a boy I didn't like did it, I certainly did not like
but
it.
But if a guy's 50 years old or 60 years old and he's walking around in Trader Joe's.
Pulling bra straps. Maybe he should be.
That's not
taken
yeah,
away.
We should stop him. We should stop.
Right. That's not. Yeah. Unless you like having your bra strap click.
Unless you're like a high schooler, right? Just pulling bra straps. You know.
Well, that's what it was. You know, that's what it was. Not that today is. You know, and I understand why.
Yeah, you should not do that, right?
But we didn't know at the time.
Right. Exactly.
We didn't know at the time. I was a little boy, and these were little girls, and it was all kind of fun.
Yeah. it's almost like.
And a way of learning.
It's almost like untying your shoelaces.
I'm not going to let you just get away with that shit, you guys.
I am not
a total me too-er, but let's just say boys in the past have had way more power on the playground and in the boardroom than girls, and in the bedroom for that matter. So we are turning the tables, and sometimes stuff spills off the table, and it might be your stuff, and we're so sorry. But, changes are happening. Bonobo, female empowerment.
Yeah, I know.
And male well-being.
Okay, I'll resign from my position.
No,
I'm sorry.
I want you to be in your position.
I want to apologize. I want to apologize
queening.
To all mm-hmm. those
Puss.
giggling boys and girls for doing that. Really, and I understand why today. But then we were, I don't want to say Neanderthal.
Okay. Remember I told you about a guy that threw ice in my face?
Yeah, right.
He was a bully, right?
He was a bully.
Yeah. That guy had pulled my bra strap a few months before.
I didn't know that.
And I yelled at him. Well, because he'd done other things.
Oh, you yelled at him.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was going on past my
generation.
Oh,
yeah, he was bothering me, that guy. And then he threw ice in my face.
How about Kavina Hyde? Is the bra snapping there?
So
no, they do.
It can get bad. So, and it's usually against girls. It can be against boys, too. There's a lot of people that are being bullied, and we can't stop it all, but we shouldn't be in favor of it.
No, I agree with you. I was just explaining that we were rather not so sensitive at that time.
Exactly. You were not so sensitive.
Right. And all humans have to kind of, you know, before
take some sensitivity training.
Well, before they expire.
You're right.
You know, no, really. You know, now if you refuse to move on, then you're a Trumper.
Mm.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Zektez on Reddit says Trump tried to extradite Snowden, which is true. He also did no favors to Assange. It's like all these politicians, no matter Republican or Democrat, they are after the real truth tellers that are operating outside of the corporate umbrella. You see, they don't go after the New York Times. They say things like, oh, the failing New York Times, but they don't put them in prison. They put Julian Assange in prison because he was an independent, like me.
Yeah.
Like Max, like exactly. Mina. We're independent people.
Yeah, but
we're doing
been.
Our thing independently.
I have been.
you have been put in prison,
yes,
too.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Because you're an independent.
Because I'm an independent. Because I published things that during that period of time
was not favorable.
Was not right. Something that you published.
Right. So it's very similar.
Like tits.
So whether you're publishing tits or the truth about the American military, it's something that makes people in power uncomfortable.
And the beauty of humanity, and they're like, you know, humans are like sculptures from, you know, from some museum.
Right.
And
so they
block
the beauty of humanity.
Yeah, of course.
So they block the beauty of humanity with Julian Assange's censorship, right?
Julian Assange was publishing stuff about
Julian Assange,
American military war crimes. It was war crimes,
yeah,
basically.
War crimes.
And they tried to accuse him of sexual harassment.
Oh, yes. That's always a big one.
Of rape, actually. Yeah. But, that case fell apart. They have thrown all these grifters at him.
Yeah.
It's kind of hilarious if it wasn't so
sad.
Exactly.
And dangerous.
And a slippery slope.
All of us, yes. A very slippery slope for all of us. We are all Julian Assange.
And we are beyond 1984.
Because now that there's social media,
we're
all
that.
Publishers.
Right.
We could all
be arrested for this.
Julian Assange was doing it a little before social media really took off. Yeah, there was some social media, but he was kind of harbinger. And now a lot of people are publishing all kinds of things that you agree with or disagree with. There's censorship, and there's a wonder. When are they going to toss somebody in prison just like they did with Julian Assange?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, when you lose the ability to speak, to talk...
You lose a very particular aspect of humanity. Not saying non-human animals can't talk, because I do think they can. They just don't speak our language, and we really don't speak theirs.
Well, they're very highly advanced.
But our language, our expression is very important. It's beyond language. It's just being able to express yourself, because the biggest thing they didn't like that Julian published was the video of those American military people laughing as they killed innocent Iraqis, including journalists, during the Bush invasion.
What a disaster.
What a war criminal. He should have been impeached.
A brain fart. Speaking of farts.
Yeah, brain farts. Yeah.
Right.
But
I've got some good news. Mina, do you know about Zach Wiener, the Kingster candidate?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, well, I just did an article on Zach, who was outed as a Kingster. He's a submissive. In the video that they posted, he is in a submissive position with a blindfold and a ball gag and
C-47s on his nipples.
Yes.
What?
Clothespins.
Clothespins. That's what they're called in Hollywood.
That's right.
Got any C-47s?
Or as Mistress Tara said, old school.
Yeah, old
Nothing
school.
Nothing fancy, just clothespins on his nipples and a dom of some sort, dripping hot wax on his shoulder, I guess.
Sounds like our studio downtown.
Yeah, sure. Sounds like a lot of studios. And
right. It sounds like a lot of standard play.
Anyway, whoever released it, I guess, wanted to embarrass him. But he came forward and he said, yes, that's me, and I'm not embarrassed, and I'm a kinkster. I like BDSM. There's nothing wrong with that. This is consensual, and you're not going to intimidate me. And I just wanted to support that. And I didn't know anything about his politics. I still don't know much. Although I do know now that he supports the decriminalization of sex work.
All right.
Because the Red Umbrella Project, they tweeted a question to him and he said, yes, he does. So I support a kink positive candidate, and he's way behind in the polls, so I don't think he's going to win.
We should stand with him, though.
We do. Yeah. Yes.
Well, no, I'm talking about other people.
Yeah.
All of us that are in this work to try to bring some kind of love and pleasure to people who may not be able to get it any other way is really a terrible war on sexuality and sex. And humans.
Absolutely. So, Mina, I hope you will check out the article and give some support to Zach Wiener. I did tag you on my post. And
oh, perfect. I will happily check that out.
I'm wearing a gorgeous gold latex cat suit by Damask.
Ooh.
Yes. Boots.
Kewa.
Puss in boots. Good for queening. Yeah, baby.
Queening.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you sit on my face?
Oh! You know, it's not easy to sit on a guy's face.
No, it's not. No, the nose gets in
honestly,
the way.
Right. It takes some preparation. You can't just do it in one swing.
It's nice if you have something to hang from while you're sitting on the face, or a queening stool. You have one of those, Mina, queening stool?
Yes, I actually have my very own queening throne.
Well,
you are
a queen,
Mina. Yes,
nice.
My very own throne.
I love it.
So one thing is very important. If they're under there and they say, I can't breathe, you got to get up right away.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yes, definitely. No, definitely.
Forget about orange peels and... Yeah.
Yes, you have to get up quickly.
Although there's no comparison between a knee on the neck. And
yes,
by the way, at least Chauvin got some time.
Yes.
Yes.
It's
yes.
nothing
Thank goodness.
Compared
Thank goodness.
To what he did. But
22
thank
and a half
goddess
years.
He got 22 and a half years. And that's not bad.
That's weird. I never heard a half a sentence.
What are you making a prediction?
I want to make a prediction because I spent.
He's been in there. He's been in that place. So he knows what's going to happen. What's going to happen.
Tell me what's going on.
This guy got 22 and a half years.
Yeah.
What he really got is a death sentence.
Ooh.
Mm.
Because he will never make it in those 22 years. It may take a year, may take 2 years.
Is he going to get Epstein'd?
Something's going to happen.
Worse than that.
I don't know.
This is a cop.
Whoa.
Who killed a black man and probably hurt a lot of people.
Yeah, there might actually be people in there that he put in there.
Yeah, and they're also putting them in isolation, which is really kind of dangerous because you're all by yourself and there's nobody around. But
then somebody could get snuck in.
Well, a lot
the
of
guards
people,
could want to
a lot
get
of people,
him because
yeah,
he
a lot of people have
gave
freedom.
A bad reputation to law enforcement.
Right.
There could be a lot of people mad at him because he set off a revolution, really.
Really?
So I would think there'd be people mad at him on both sides.
That's the truth. He just set off.
I don't think he's a hero to anybody.
Who?
Chauvin. He's not a hero to anybody. And he wouldn't
speak at his own
arraignment.
Yeah.
Let alone the trial.
Well, one of the weird things that I've found with this person, Chauvin, is like the name Chauvin is like very close to chivalry, which is...
It's also close to chauvinist.
Chauvinist, which is actually the opposite of...
Nothing about guys that pull girls' bra straps or anything.
Hell no.
Hey, now you got me pegged.
That's not what I was talking
this
about.
This guy here...
Hey, don't talk about pegging. We got a Dom on the line.
No, but really, the guy, the word
Went
Chauvin...
a little pegging?
It's really
Scarecrow.
Eerily.
Chauvin, you're right.
Very
Abe,
close
that's
to
kind of,
a chauvinist.
Chauvinist.
Is it
our,
which is weird.
Male
because,
chauvinist.
Because it's actually kind of the opposite of what America wants to represent in terms of the word chauvinist. Is like he's almost the worst example of chauvinist.
Yeah, and I don't think the word chauvinist has a good reputation
it's
at all.
It's weird.
Not like it's even machismo, which has somewhat of a allure to it. It's kind of an old-fashioned term. We used to use that when I was an old-fashioned girl.
Really?
We'd say, you're a male chauvinist pig.
Oh, yes.
A male chauvinist pig.
Oh, well, yeah, I had a high voice because I was younger.
That was actually big.
That was big. I used
that was
to call
what?
Male
what
guys
was that, the 60s?
Male chauvinist pigs all the time.
60s?
It was the 70s.
70s, 60s,
yeah, 80s, 70s. 70s, yeah. A little 80s.
You're a male chauvinist pig.
And you go,
oh.
That shut you up.
I didn't know.
It's like I just no sat idea. On your face now.
She just squatted on your
I
face.
I pegged you. There you go, hey. Male chauvinist pig. All right, male chauvinist pig is what you do she to just, a male chauvinist pig.
She just placed her pum-pum
speaking
on
actually,
her face.
Speaking of pigs.
Yes.
We have a good friend whose new
my
movie
cousin,
is coming out. Yes.
Vanessa Block.
Vanessa.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
not really my cousin. I wish she was. She's so beautiful and
oh,
so
Vanessa.
Brilliant.
Vanessa.
Oh, my
she's
God.
Through?
She's everything. But she's
I don't want to say
a Block.
Nothing. I'm not saying
and
nothing.
She's also a fellow Yalie.
Right.
And much younger than me. And she just made a movie about
a guy's pig.
A guy who's kind of a loner, I guess, out
in the
woods. And I think he's a former gourmet chef.
Right.
And he has a pet pig.
Right. It
and somehow the pig is kidnapped.
And it's a truffle pig.
Yes. It's a very special pig.
It
it's a working
looking.
Pig. It has a jaw.
What are truffles? Anybody know?
Truffles are yummy things.
Is it like a dessert?
There's two kinds of truffles. One is the dessert.
These pigs are running around trying to...
And then there's kind of this truffle that's like a mushroom.
Right. Mushrooms.
Yes.
But like, so...
They're very savory.
Chocolate truffle is chocolate with mushrooms.
I think that might have been the original idea, but it's become just another Hershey candy. So our friend and my pretend cousin, Vanessa Block, has made a movie called Pig.
Pig.
And it's really exciting. It's coming out in a month, and we have to go see it. So it's starring, okay, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
I was going to say Coppola.
Mr. Man.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
I could have played the part very well myself, you know.
You probably could have.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's just a great part for you.
Oh, I would love that part, yeah.
Loving a pig.
Yeah. Max, I could see you picturing, I could see you as
wait
a
second.
As a Nicolas
if you were
Cage.
Loving a pig, would I be the pig?
No.
I could
no,
be
no.
a cute pig.
No, you
I would
cute
be
pig.
A very
no,
cute
no,
pig.
No. You would be like the caretaker of the the glorious
the
pig.
The pig in the movie doesn't look all that cute.
Pig's a little dirty.
He's out in the fields looking for truffles.
Oh, right. Anyway, they stole this poor guy's truffled pig.
And Nicolas Cage is like a great actor. He's kind of crazy
is
in
he
a
really?
Great way.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say that, Nick.
Well,
that was
I think
my
he'd
wife
be okay
said
with
that.
I'm very crazy. You're very crazy. I think... It's great to be crazy in that very special way that not too many people can be, in which you're not harming people, but you're actually bringing joy to people. You're actually channeling your craziness into something that really benefits people. And in this case, it's the cinema. And of course, he's in a cinematic family. That doesn't hurt. See?
Oh, here's a trailer to it.
Yes.
Big movie.
Okay. It's a great trailer. We're excited. And I love the fact that it stars a non-human animal. And I don't mean Nicolas Cage. And Vanessa Block had also made a movie about another subject near and dear to our hearts, which is the Congo.
Yeah.
And the rapes that were going on there, a trial of a bunch of Congolese soldiers that had raped a bunch of women. And the trial didn't get any justice for the women, but it is an amazing movie in which Vanessa does a lot of interviews.
Well, I'm very proud of being friends with two Yaley ladies and beautiful
ones. Well, you're friends with other Yaleys, but yeah. Two beautiful ones, right.
Two beautiful ones.
There you go. All right. So, one-night stands can be slippery slopes sometimes, just saying. That comes from Reddit, Okay Worldliness, 1748. Somebody's liver hurts just looking at the countertop. Razor onion. Yeah. We just want to make your liver twitch, baby. We want to make it hurt. That's why we're showing you all this liquor. We're not drinking all of it.
Wait a minute. This guy doesn't like the countertop? Did you see that?
He's looking at the liquor, I think.
Oh, he's looking at the liquor.
That's why his liver hurts.
Oh, his liver hurts.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You shouldn't drink. Drinking's not good for you.
So what do you think of this guy, John McAfee? You think he really committed suicide? Or anyway, I think that's a little mysterious, but I don't know enough about him. But you guys are so into computers.
Yeah, John McAfee committing suicide? Honestly, that sounds like a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
the guy, he's like next to Alex Jones in terms of like conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
But does that mean he would commit suicide?
That's a question you got to ask the audience.
I got to ask the Lord or the lady.
The Lord or the lady.
You got to ask some other people.
The fact is, this guy, he does not want to go to an American prison. And because he knows about the system. So as the other guy who was died in prison for his crimes.
I don't know. I am suspicious of all these suicides, honestly. There's a lot of suicide going on, and I'm a little suspicious.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. Let's say you were them.
I wouldn't be killing myself.
Well, okay.
I like myself too much.
Yeah, I like myself too much. To do that.
I'd give myself a chance.
Mm. So you'd kill yourself in the cell?
Maybe if a bunch of rats were all over me and they were biting me, I would, like, kill myself if I could, but probably I couldn't because I'd be under all these rats. But if I'm just being told, you're going to be extradited tomorrow, and I'm going, oh, shit. I mean, I've had plenty of oh, shit moments in my life where things turn around.
Yeah.
I don't know. Things could turn around. There could be a fucking earthquake, and then everybody gets out of the jail, you know?
And also,
there could be a plane crash, and he gets ejected from the plane into the lap of luxury.
And the oh shit stuff that happened to you years ago is who you are now.
It becomes a story.
Right. That's
otherwise, you're a boring person.
Right.
So that's why I don't trust the suicide stories. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. So my heart goes out to you and anybody that is thinking of suicide. You really should reach out for help. And there's lots of help. Of course, sometimes it'll cost you. That's the problem. But you should try to get some help.
Who are we helping?
The people who want to commit suicide.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, don't do
that. On the other hand, I think it's a much lesser crime, much, much lesser, to commit suicide than to kill anybody else. At least you're only taking your own life. And that's just a little wrong to me, not a big wrong. Like taking another life, that's a big wrong. Your life is yours. So, Gas Mask Girl, we did this great show. We predicted the mask wearing. We may have predicted more of a obviously fascistic Trumpocalypse than it's been. It's sort of like what a lot of people call American fascism, which isn't fascism.
It's voluntary
like
fascism.
Like Nazis and Mussolini. Mm-hmm. It's a different style.
But it is fascism.
And yeah, it seems voluntary.
Yes.
It's
because
implied,
the control...
Implied voluntarism. What is
the
it?
Control of the media is so pervasive because uh-huh. you see it in Fox and you see it in CNN.
I consider them operatives of the right-wing philosophy.
They're both operatives of the military. Right. Nobody on the big channels questions the military.
Oh, no, God forbid.
CNN doesn't like Trump, doesn't like MAGA, doesn't like, you know, Marjorie Taylor Beanhead, and doesn't like anybody that's a strong Republican. And Fox doesn't like any Democrats, doesn't, you know, Fox is nuts. But really, they're all in service of
the military.
The rich.
The rich, rich.
The rich, rich. And you know whose military that is? They're all talking about love the troops, respect the troops, honor the troops. Whose troops are these? Whose troops? We're paying for them. $700 billion. What is it?
It's
769.
It's really
maybe I just like the number 69.
Really disgraceful.
It is. How can Democrats do that?
Yeah.
And I watched Tucker Carlson dissing this general named Malley.
Milley,
whatever. Right, he's trying to be woke. He is.
Yeah,
he's
he
trying to be
out.
Cool.
He cooled out.
All right. But I'm not going to be on the side of a general. I'm sorry. I'm not on the side of making this a better military. I don't want to have the right to be in this military. I don't want a woke military. The woke military that I want, if this military is going to be woke, it's going to say, give the money to somebody else. Dismantle mm-hmm. the bombs. Let's make love, not war.
Yeah, and we're fishing for enemies like China.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, China.
We got to use those bombs.
Yeah. They're going to get some of our stuff. So we better get ready to bomb each other.
And China doesn't want to go to war. I mean, they got their little army, too. Okay. Everybody's got their little army.
Yeah.
And their drones.
Mm-hmm. Drones. Lots of drones now.
That's what they're using.
Yeah.
They don't want their little army to get in hot water because mommy and daddy might be upset.
They'll be very upset troops. Because we lost three of them.
Delicious drone.
Yeah.
And collateral damage, baby.
Yeah.
And by the way, I consider the IDF, the so-called Israeli Defense Forces, to be a wing of the U.S. military in the Middle East. So that's got to stop. That's got to stop.
We give them billions.
We give them too much money, and if they didn't have that much money, they'd all have to figure out how to get along with their circumcised dicks. Do a little penis fencing. That's what those circumcised dicks are for. Penis fencing. Mm-hmm. That is a very bonobo way that they resolve
all right, men.
Conflict. Well,
after this,
you know, one thing about bonobo males.
No, we're going to.
They know they're going to get laid.
We're gonna
either by older females, and they get first dibs because older females are in charge in Bonoboville. Cougars and MILFs rule Bonoboville.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
right. The boys can pull our bra straps and blah, 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 but we rule.
Right.
And then next would be the younger women, the younger females who are new and come in, and they're exciting because they're new.
Just let me say, don't
be pulling.
They're hot
and they're young.
Don't be pulling those straps.
Don't be pulling those straps, right. Okay. You can pull our straps because we can handle it.
That was the 50s and the 40s. You know, that was a whole different deal.
Right.
Going on.
Okay. And then if the boys are still not getting it with the older females or the younger females, they get it on with each other. And they're gay the bonobo way. Yay. Happy gay pride. I always say gay pride. You know, a lot of people say pride now.
Yeah,
what the fuck
pride.
That mean? That doesn't mean anything. I just have pride. I have gay pride. And I mean gay in a bigger sense than just homosexual, by the way. I guess I mean queer. I mean, like, into stuff.
The reality, the... Not the ideal.
Okay. Yeah. I mean that too.
Yeah,
actually.
I know. Yeah.
The ideal is the enemy of the real.
Yeah.
And the reality is that we are now celebrating that moment when we were liberated from a certain straightness at the Stonewall Bar by mainly trans women who fought against the police. They fought in a kind of bonobo way because they didn't use guns, they used bricks, I guess.
Yikes.
That's kind of rough, I guess.
Bricks. Yeah, a brick in the
I'm not recommending that. I'm not recommending bricks.
Don't be
okay.
throwing bricks at
Except
anybody.
Except the cops had guns.
Yeah, well, okay. Run.
Right. I don't know. I could be wrong about the bricks. Right. But they did fight.
Yeah.
They refused to close down. They refused to disperse. And they said, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. They might not have said that, but they said something. Yeah. And I respect that. And my Counterpunch friend, Nikki Reed, you should read her article on Counterpunch this weekend, too. Because it's all about the spirit of that rebellion and how it's a little queasy making when my fellow gay sex revolutionaries want to be in the military. I mean, yeah, you have the right. I believe you have the right, but I'm not going to celebrate that, honestly. I don't celebrate gays in the military, queers in the military, or anybody in the military. Uh-oh, I just realized Mina might have some, like, close relatives in the military.
Yeah, well, we...
It's okay. I'm not taking offense, Dr. Susie.
You do!
I
know you
opinion.
Did! She
yeah.
does! She actually
do
does! I am so embarrassed. Not... But
no, don't worry.
Oh, I'm not worried,
no,
but
fine.
I'm interested. So do you have a relative or are you yourself in the military?
No, I have never been in the military, but I have some family members in the military.
Okay.
And as far as like gay pride and celebrating that in the military, I think, I think homosexual veterans should be allowed to serve, but...
Absolutely.
It's their business.
Right.
And you know, they're there to do a job. They're not there for their sexuality, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So they're doing a job like everybody else.
Like everybody else, except, you know, I'm a sex maniac, so I think we're all there for our sexuality wherever we are.
Oh,
like,
certainly.
At least once every 11 seconds, right?
And demonstrations are great. Great place to
and
meet people.
I don't blame individual people who are in the military, like that General
right.
Milley. I don't blame him. In fact, I feel for him. I feel that these are people who are trying to serve, so to speak, since we're talking about BDSM. They are.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to both serve and dominate. They're trying to deal with their own feelings as well as do it in a sense of good citizenship. And my belief is that they are hoodwinked through the carrot and the stick. The stick being capitalism, being that there is not a lot of great alternative out there, almost no alternative for a lot of people. And so they go in the military. And I feel for that. I know people like that. I don't blame them. I'm wary of them in case they got PTSD.
Yeah.
And I would be wary for you.
You know what it is? We're sending our children for the super rich.
Exactly.
To war. To minefields. Mm-hmm. To maiming. To killing. To doing criminal things.
That do not benefit the people of the United States of America.
In any way. Zero.
Right.
You know? And 20 years later, we have not won any war. We're retreating. We're coming home.
Yes.
Who wants to fight wars like this?
Well, I hope Biden has enough dementia to come home.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Whatever it takes, baby. He just might be tired. A tired old guy is good. Yeah, I've had enough in Afghanistan. I gotta go home. And by the way, when we go home, if we go home, we won't be totally home.
Yeah.
We'll still be able to drone.
Right. And we're doing a lot of that.
Right. Killing, we're just taking troops
killing
out.
Long distance. Used to be long distance sex. Now it's long distance killing.
So this show that we did 4 years ago that y'all should watch, because it also features Danielle Watts and Chef B Live and a whole bunch of hotties. Ikor is in it. Of course, Gypsy. There's a lot of foot fetish. There's a lot of sex.
We're here, get beer.
We're here, get beer. John Barrymore is actually in it. Drew Barrymore's brother.
There's some toe sucking.
There's some serious toe sucking.
Not by me. Not by me.
Did I say somebody toe
else,
shucking?
Somebody else.
Toe sucking, I meant.
Toe sucking.
And Jay Dorito, or China Doll.
Tariko.
I said Tariko, like the potato chip. She, he, actually, I guess in that case, they really fits.
What is he on? She on? What are they on?
They're in this.
You got to ask him yourself.
And, of course, we point to Trump. And tonight, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, the loser of all time has held a rally. So, is not over. And the fat lady, who Trump looks like right now, is already singing. So, I'm not sure where this is going, brothers and sisters, but QAnon cuckoos, the skinny ladies, the fat ladies, the crazy ladies, and all of the same of the male gender. And probably some trans Trumpers, too. All gathered together for this amosexual lunatic rally in Ohio today.
Whoa.
Thousands of them.
Really?
And I'm not sure what to make of it. And they are all saying crazy things like Antifa. And the FBI are behind the insurrection, because Tucker Carlson says that. And they say, you know, the Trump won.
These are puppets of the right wing. These are the sheep. These are the
They want their
the populace.
Guns.
Yes. Yes, and they know how to use the people, literally. It's drinking the Kool-Aid in philosophy. And they say the same thing about us. It's a fight between two philosophies.
If Antifa and the FBI were really behind the insurrection, it would have actually accomplished something.
Right.
No. This was a MAGA, amosexual clown show without the ammo. Because they weren't allowed to have ammo,
absolutely.
I guess. They used flagpoles as bayonets.
Yeah, in a country that they're trying to take over. Literally.
So, I kind of hate the FBI, too. But the FBI would not have done that.
I love the FBI now. I used to hate the FBI. I love them.
I still hate
great.
The FBI.
No, they're great. Actually, I think they know who I am, so we're friends.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
Well, in that regard, I guess I love the LAPD. Hey,
right,
LAPD.
Exactly.
Mwah.
They know who you
they
are.
They gave me money. I feel like I'm
they
their sex worker.
They gave me money.
Right? I did a show for the LAPD, including going to court, dancing around in a suit. Right? And then they gave me money. So I am a sex worker for the LAPD.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what they thought.
No. I don't mean it in a real way.
I mean, they
raided the place and sat there and first insisted that we not do a show. And then insisted that we do a show.
Yes, yeah.
And it was featuring Ginger Lynn. So it was like a little sex show. And since the rest of our audience had left, I feel it was for the LAPD. We're almost out of time.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to say that there was a study done, or a government report, that says that Sestafosta is almost never used.
10 minutes.
And this is told to us thanks to Don Pascal. So, yeah, it's almost never used, except it's used constantly. It's not used by law enforcement directly to bust people. Because, of course, if they really tried and they went up against anybody with any power, whether money or charisma, it would go to a court which would declare it unconstitutional. So they don't go after anybody. That's not the idea of Sestafosta. The idea and the problem is the chilling effect that it has on people and corporations, such as YouTube, Facebook, and other social media, who saw what happened to Backpage, and who know that there's a law now on the federal books, Sestafosta, that could get them into trouble if they accidentally let out some, I don't know, sex trafficking or revenge porn. Stuff that's really bad.
Rooming.
But in trying to get rid of all of this, they get rid of a lot of consensual, you know, sexual expression.
Well, you know, the girls, the guys were groomed.
I'm talking about censorship.
Yeah.
Not even getting into that subject of grooming, but that's another subject.
Yeah, it's a
because you're getting me off the subject.
But it's a serious subject. So sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm off.
Okay. What is this? A pipe? No, that's my glasses. You're done?
Not really.
Okay. So
a 2020 survey indicated that Sestafosta caused platforms on the internet to preemptively crack down on consensual sex workers as well as consensual, maybe sexual artists, erotic filmmakers, writers, just people showing their nipples. So Sesta Fosta caused these platforms to crack down, making, well, erotica much more difficult to publish and sex work much more dangerous because sex workers couldn't put out that they're open for business.
No, you can't be open for business as a sex, you know.
I mean, one thing I'm dealing with as an advertiser of my services as a sex therapist who does it over the phone and who incorporates phone sex into more clinical, serious sex therapy. I want to use the term phone sex therapy. They won't let me now.
No.
I have been able to
use
that term
since
2007. And just this year, I can't use that term because I can't put the words phone and sex together.
Together.
Because they're afraid that somebody who's doing phone sex might be trafficking somebody.
What?
Or something. They will not allow the term phone and sex to be together. I don't know why. They won't tell me why. This was never the case, but now it's the case. So I have to say sex therapy by phone, which sounds really stupid, but hey, it's the way it's got to be because of Sesta Fosta. Now, of course, it's because of a lot of things. In general, things are getting more sexually repressive in our brave new world. Even as we allow gays into the military. Whoopee! All right. Anyway, Sesta Fosta is very effective in terms of harming sex workers, in terms of harming all of our freedom of speech. And yeah, it's completely bogus in terms of actual law enforcement, of course.
It's downright stupid.
It is stupid and harmful and just the pits of life. Anyway, we also try to do fun things. We're going to go to DomCon this year. I'm going to be mistress of ceremonies. I say that with hope in my heart because, of course, the corona apocalypse is still upon us. Right, Captain Max?
Yeah, it is.
10 minutes.
Ten minutes? It says 11:58 on my clock.
Yeah,
are we got 12 minutes? 12 minutes on the show. 12 minutes on the show.
Okay, you have 12 minutes on the show.
It's 11. So we started 10 minutes late.
We started on time. Started on time.
Okay, so then we only have 2 minutes.
Okay, just talk and then.
Well, I want to know how much time we have. I don't want to be told it's 10 minutes.
We had 2 minutes.
Nina's
laughing because she does a show. I got a bunch of stone people. I don't know what. I'm stoned too, but I don't. I'm just trying to do this.
We had 2 minutes. We started on time.
Right. 2 minutes. That's what I thought.
We have a
folks.
We have a rebellious woman.
Who?
You.
Me. Oh, because you two guys just want to have verbal diarrhea, I guess.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, you're calling me a rebellious woman.
No. Well, that's good. That's good.
Is it? I don't know. Yeah. I think I'm more like Mina.
We
a queen.
The phone caller. Mina the phone caller.
Yes.
Right?
Mina's a queen. That's right. So there's nothing to rebel against here.
So we got to go, though.
Yeah,
that's
what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
So, as I said, we got to go.
We got to go.
So, Mina, I'd love to see you sometime, but thanks for joining us.
That was fun.
And
oh, I'm so happy to be with you.
Yes, we definitely will enjoy watching Gas Mask Girl in the Trumpocalypse right after this talk show. So we'll see you later. And
okay,
everybody out there, well, if you still need to talk, give us a call at the Dr. Susan Block Institute, where, yes, we will charge you, but it's totally private and absolutely confidential. 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk, you can talk to our therapists without borders. But meantime, these are your friends here on the Love Train. Abraham and Captain Max and Dr. Susan Block. Your lovers, your brothers and sisters. We do radio without boundaries, just like therapists without borders. We're all over the place, but we hope you had fun and we'll continue your days with or without us. You can always listen to more shows and watch shows on drsusanblock.tv and fap away or think, get new ideas or new fantasies. Open yourself up, body, mind, and soul, and make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
Free Julian Assange.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.